Part 5. Number 101. The textile company is making an effort to expand its overseas operations by sending more employees abroad. Number 102. All business income, including rental receipts, is subject to the state general sales tax. Number 103. The new supervisor has high expectations for her subordinates, but she is also fair and supportive. Number 104. Overall, despite requesting some changes, the clients are happy with the results the company delivered. Number 105. Technologically, the company's latest product might be its most ambitious. Number 106. The conference in Hamburg, Germany is the biggest of its kind in Europe in the industry. Number 107. It had taken manufacturing over a year to work out the problems with the product line. Number 108. Although the hours are long and the work sometimes demanding, John enjoys his job as a graphic designer. Number 109. The dealership was concerned that the rise in gas prices would affect the sales of trucks and larger cars, such as SUVs. Number 110. As company president, Mr. Davis has placed more emphasis on the drive and hustle of his employees rather than on where they earned their degrees. Number 111. The wine shop decided that now was the time to close the retail store business and move their entire operation online. Number 112. Despite being over 60, Ms. Takimoto is quite tech-savvy and has long recognized the benefit of the Internet to her business. Number 113. Mr. Gonzalez likes to challenge his subordinates by throwing them into important client meetings even when they have little experience. Number 114. The company moved its corporate headquarters to be closer to the companies that are the main suppliers of its manufacturing equipment. Number 115. With over 1,000 attendees in 3 days, the business conference was considered an undeniable success. Number 116. In preparation for his transfer to Shanghai, his company provided him with a year of Chinese language lessons. Number 117. The company was finally hiring new workers after the economic downturn had forced it to reduce its workforce. Number 118. Ms. Jackson left a message that the shipment has been delayed and that it should arrive next Wednesday. Number 119. The product's features are competitive, though the brand has issues with popularity amongst younger buyers. Number 120. The lead designer wants to create a device that is sophisticated and yet at the same time is easy for first-time users to pick up and operate. Number 121. Whenever away for overseas business, Mr. Rubinstein always brings back a gift for the woman next door that looks after his dog. Number 122. After 3 days of long and sometimes difficult meetings, both sides agreed on all points and sealed the deal with signatures and handshakes. Number 123. Dave had to wait until things slowed down at the office to take his vacation. Number 124. Competition for the bid was tough, but we finally convinced the university to give our company the contract to be sole supplier of research lab equipment. Number 125. After the long international flight, all she wanted to do was sleep, but she had to head straight to the company office for a meeting. Number 126. The marketing team stayed up all night to complete the finishing touches on the ad campaign for the new product. Number 127. Everyone understood the importance of expanding the computer network, while they also realized there would be growth pains. Number 128. The board is looking for someone with not only an engineering background, but international experience to be the company's next CEO. Number 129. Even though she is a skilled presenter and usually does a good job, Kate always feels nauseated before a big presentation. Number 130. The accounting department is especially busy at the end of the fiscal year preparing the following year's budget.